That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Yesterday, Lum revealed to Abner that they were going into some new business. But Abner, upon discovering the nature of it, decided he wanted no part of the new enterprise. Now we'll soon see what luck Lum has getting his partner to change his mind. Soon, thousands of war veterans will be returning to civilian life. And so at this time, the makers of Alka-Seltzer and One-A-Day brand vitamins are devoting all their announcements to veterans' readjustment in cooperation with the drug, cosmetic, and allied industries. Now, in most cases, the returning war veteran won't be any problem at all. Usually, he will be just like any other normal man who's been away from home for a long time. He'll be glad to get back home and eager to get going on a job. And one or two and some advice about his future. So in your discussions with him, we urge you to be realistic. Don't make things appear any easier nor any more difficult than they are. Urge the veteran to look into the GI Bill of Rights and the benefits it provides, which he is entitled to receive. Study it yourself, and then you will be qualified to discuss it candidly with him. Later on, we'll have some more suggestions. But now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows back in the feed room of the Jot'em Down store doing a bit of cleaning. Listen.
Abner, don't just stand there and get this sweeping out.
Now, don't bother me, Lum. I'm studying. I'm running stuff backwards and forwards through my head here.
Well, I want to get this workshop good and clean. Fact is, it's got to be clean if we expect to turn out good, high-class stuff here.
Yeah, well, now, Lum, there's something I want to talk to you about. I still ain't sure I want to go into this new business.
Oh, now, Abner, that's silly.
No, it ain't, no.
You admitted yesterday the only reason you didn't want to go into it was because you never understood it.
Well, I don't understand it today, neither.
Well, that ain't no excuse for not going into any business.
Well, you explain it to me, Lum. Break it up into little bitty words. Just chop them up little for me.
I done tried to explain it to you 1,000 or 100 times.
Well, run through it again just one more time. I must have jumped the track there, Summers. It's kind of slow now.
It just won't do no good, Abner.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will. I'll study hard. I'll think
wait till we get the business started, and then I'll explain it
to
you.
No, I've got to know right now before I go into it.
All right.
Got to know.
You know the name of the company now, don't you?
Yeah, I know that good. Let's see now. What was it? The Ayers and Peabody's Split Atom Corporation.
That's right.
But now, from there on, I ain't got the least idea of what in the world it's all about.
Well, now, listen close and don't interrupt me this time.
I won't, I don't think.
It's as simple as this. We're going to package up split atoms and sell them.
Yeah, I know.
Now, what is the hard about that?
Well, just one little thing. You ain't told me what atoms is.
Well, I'd rather you didn't ask that question again, Abner. Right there's where we always run into trouble with these explanations.
Well, Lum, I just want to know what it is we're selling. Some customer come in here is liable to ask me what that junk is, and doggies, I'd sort of like to be able to tell them.
Well, don't worry about that. Besides, it ain't junk.
Well, whatever it is, I want to know what I'm selling, folks.
Well, they won't ask you what it is. All they'd be interested in doing is buying as much of it as they can get.
Buy something they don't know and
well,
I don't know.
It'll sell like hotcakes, because it's the greatest stuff that ever has been discovered.
Well, I'm glad we're going to have it in stock, then, if it's that good.
That's the way I like to hear you talk.
But what I want to know is, why are we selling split ones? Why don't we sell the whole ones? We could charge more for whole ones, couldn't we?
Well, the whole ones ain't no good, though.
Oh, no good, huh?
Well, I reckon they're good for something, but it's the splittings that works so wonderful. Take, for instance, split peas. We get more for a package of dried split peas than we do for the whole ones.
You know, because that's right, ain't it? Reckon why that is.
Oh, I don't know. Just better's all.
Yeah.
Likely it costs more on account of the hand work that goes into splitting them.
Yeah, that'd be awful tedious work, especially if you're using a chopping axe. Well, are we going to split up these atoms ourselves?
Yeah, sure.
Well, why don't we get some of us done been split, Lum? Save ourselves all that trouble. I won't even split wood. I make my woman Elizabeth do that. I hate a chopping axe.
Well, that's where I figure we're going to make all of our profits, though, doing splitting ourselves.
Well, what do you use, an axe or a knife or meat cleaver?
No,
as I understand. Give me another guess. Let me think. A scissors?
They're pretty hard to split, I know that.
Here, huh?
Yeah, you almost need to smash them.
Oh, there goes my foot. I'll chop it again, sort of.
I know they've got regular atom smashers. Later on, when business gets better, we'll invest in one of them.
Yeah.
Save us a lot of handwork.
Well, no, me, if they're that tough, Lum, I don't believe nobody's going to eat them things.
Eat them?
Of course, you might be able to boil them a couple of days with some salt pork or something. That might soften them up a little bit.
Abner, I told you 650 times you don't eat atoms.
Well, what do you do with them then?
Well, I've been trying to explain that to you.
Tell them I'm here in a grocery store.
Well, you use them for... Well, this is different from the grocery store. This is an added department.
Oh, that's
the reason I want to fix up the feed room. Get it clean. Get the sweep in there.
All right.
Wait a minute. I think I hear somebody coming in the store. Look through the door and see if you can see anybody.
All right.
We might have to get somebody to help us run the store while we're back here running the atom department.
No, it's just old Maud Tootlum. She generally don't buy much.
Oh, I'll just be right quiet, and I think she'll go away.
Maybe we ought to wait on her, though, Lum. Business ain't been so good since we opened up again.
Oh, well, I wouldn't worry about that. Quick as we get to selling atoms, we'll have so much money we won't know what to do with it.
Oh, well, she sure is looking everything over up there.
Well, that is this. Now, on the atoms, the folks can take these split atoms and use them for fuel to heat their homes.
They can.
Run their cars, run farm machinery, light up their barns.
Light them up.
Ain't no limits to what they can do with it. I've been reading up on them.
Wait a minute, Mom. Look at her. That old biddy taking a whole handful of food, and she's beating it out of here.
Abner, come back here. Let her go.
Don't go put them prunes on her charge account. I'll bound you that.
All right, you can do it.
Abner,
I don't care.
Put them one handful of prunes I'll put down.
Now, do you know what split atoms can be used for?
Yeah, sure. That old thief, though, that I hate.
Well, I'm glad I've got that point over to you.
What point's that?
Never mind.
Huh?
The thing first to do now is to get some equipment in here. Sledgehammer and magnifying glass.
Sledgehammer?
Yeah, for smashing atoms.
Well, ain't that liable to ruin them? Couldn't we just use a little nutcracker or something?
No, that's way yonder too big. Atoms are just little bitty things. Fact is, I don't even believe you can see them.
Can't see them?
Near as I can figure out, you can.
Well, law me, I ain't gonna stand around here in this feed room swinging a sledgehammer or something I can't see. Folks, I think I've lost a spoke out of my wheel.
Well, you see, Abner...
I know something else, too. I ain't going to be the one that holds them atoms while you swing at them, neither. Just get that idea right out of your head.
You don't need to hold them.
There's the worst one business I ever been in. Selling something you can't even see. How are we going to package them things up? We'll never know when we get the box full. Looks to me like we're going to waste a lot of them. I'll run them boxes over if I can.
Well, you can see them with a magnifying glass, I think. That's why I said we're going to need one.
Well, what about the customers? They surely ain't going to buy a package of something they can't see. Was you aiming on selling a magnifying glass with each package? Is that how we're going to make our profit?
No, of course not.
Here's something else, too, Lum. Gonna be awful easy for somebody to shortchange us, too, when we buy a batch of them things at the wholesale house. Where do you buy?
Well, I ain't sure, but I'm finding out. I wrote a letter to the government war department asking them where they got their atoms.
Are they in this business, too?
Well, not exactly. But, see, they use some of them split-up atoms to make them big bombs they dropped on Japan.
Well, of course, I reckon they'll... Bombs! You ain't talking about them atomic bombs, are you?
Sure, that's what I've been trying to
say. You can count me out right now. I ain't have my thing in the world to do with it.
Oh, well,
it
ain't dangerous the way I'm aiming to handle
it. Mom, Edwards, have you plumb lost your reasoning? Look what it done to them Japanese mans. Here I've been so feared of them things, I've been kivering up my head of a night ever since I heard about them, and I dog as you want us to make the thing. No, sir, not me,
well,
no,
I
sir.
I ain't talking about making bombs.
Well, Lum, them things will blow up this whole town and us with it.
Will you shut up a minute and let me explain what I got in mind?
I don't want to hear it, dog. It just scares me to death to even think about it.
Them atoms that them atomic bombs is made out of can be used for other things,
oh,
too.
Oh, my goodness.
I was reading where once a fella learns how to control them little things, he can make them do might nigh anything. Run trains, automobiles, cook with them.
Them little rascals can run a train.
Sure they can. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
I can't even do that myself.
Oh, well, there's millions of things them little atoms can be used for. It's the greatest discovery since the stereoscope.
I still don't like it, Lon. No, sir, not me.
Somebody else has already went to the bother of inventing them, so all we got to do is just learn how to make them so do them little things. Now, my idea is... Oh, I believe I heard somebody coming in the door.
I wish we weren't going into this business, Mom. I'm just plumb scared to death of it. We better not, Rob.
I wish we'd stop having all these interruptions. Oh, that's just Grandpap. He'll go away. Don't let on we're back here.
No, wait a minute. I believe he's heading back this way. He must
have... Hey, Abner. Oh, there he is. Hey, Lom. Where about you fellas at?
Nobody's here, Grandpap.
Oh, there you are. Oh. Back here. What are you fellas doing anyway?
Oh, nothing. Nothing at all.
Yeah, good. Like to get up a little checker game with you, Abner.
Huh?
Abner can't play today, Grandpap. Me and him's got work to do. Maybe some other time.
Well, this is as good a time as any for me. I ain't got a thing in the world to do.
Well, why don't you go down to the barbershop? Wait a minute. There comes somebody in the store. Why don't you go up front and wait on him, Grandpap?
Yeah, that's a good idea, Grandpap. Go up there. You're such a good salesman. We need to
bring this here. Maybe we can have a game when I get done.
Yeah, all right. Now, listen, Mom, I'm awful worried about going into this new business.
Ain't nothing to worry about.
I'm scared to death.
Besides, if we don't sell split up at them, somebody else is bound to. It's a coming thing.
Yeah, Mom, I just don't feel right about it. Though somehow or other, I'm just afraid we're going to get into some kind of trouble.
Well, we're too far into it now to back
out. No, I got a feeling.
I've done sent that letter to the War Department asking where to get Adams at and all.
Well, I just hope it don't get us into trouble.
Well, what possible trouble can it get us into?
I don't know, but I've just got a
feeling.
Hey, sir. What is it, Grandpa?
This man out here wants to see you personal, Mom. Who is it? He never said, just told me what outfit he worked for.
What outfit's that?
He says he's with the FBI.
Well, I don't know. Maybe Abner was right after all in not caring about the split atom business. Especially when you have the FBI trailing you around. Be sure to join us again on our next regular visit in Pine Ridge to find out what happened. The announcements on this program are being devoted to the returning war veteran. Right now, we'd like to give you some do's and don'ts, which it might be well for everyone to observe in his relations with the returning veteran. For your assistance to him in his return to civilian life can be valuable if you will but remember a few simple rules. First of all, talk to him like a human being, and don't try so-called psychology on him. The chances are he's as normal as you are, and he wants to be treated accordingly. If he wants to talk about his experiences, listen to him, for he will probably have some interesting things to tell. If he does not want to talk, don't ply him with questions. It won't take very long for you to tell whether he wants to talk or remain quiet. And friends, if he is disfigured, disabled, or highly nervous, don't be over-helpful. He wants to be independent, and you can help by letting him do as many things for himself as he can. And don't forget, remind every returning war veteran of the GI Bill of Rights. It provides for many worthwhile benefits, and every veteran is entitled to them. All the commercial time on this program was devoted to veterans' readjustment. It was presented by the Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer and One-A-Day brand vitamins, in cooperation with the Drug, Cosmetic, and Allied Industries Committee.